Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
3, 2, 1, and we're back. It's January 11th, and this is a bit of a special announcement podcast more than it is our normally scheduled program. We promise to keep you guys apprised on top of, in front of, really everything with regards to the SBA's PPP loan program and the information about the acceptance of new loan applications and all of that is what you're going to be hearing about today. Julie and I are using information that you guys can also find on our main website, timandjulieharris.com. So we're going to start talking about that in a second, and where we're going to leave and where your homework is going to be is you have to decide whether you want to apply for a PPP loan, which is basically a grant, i.e. money you don't have to pay back. We're going to tell you how that works as well. And we're going to tell you then, once you've decided whether you want to apply, we're going to tell you exactly how to apply. So get ready to take great notes. And I want you to save this information, not just for yourself, but save this information for all the people in your centers of influence and past clients list. Now, maybe they're not self-employed, but they probably know somebody who is. So this information is relevant to everybody that you might ever come across ever and anywhere at all times. Okay? So keep this at your fingertips. When this information first came available, Julie and I found ourselves, because we spent so much time studying it, we found ourselves talking about it just when we were out and about. And every place we turned and every corner we went around, there was somebody who was wanting this information. So, and we don't even sell real estate, but had we sold real estate, we know this would have been center of influence and past client attraction gold. So in the meantime, I want to remind all of you, if you have not yet downloaded your real estate treasure map, it's simple. All you've got to do is text 2021, text 2021 to 855-685-1045. And the real estate treasure map is your 2021 fill in the blank business and life plan, frankly. So all of you guys are talking about setting goals. You're talking about how to set goals. You're talking about dream boards. You're talking about all these different things. And this is the omnipresent conversation that every January, and people then don't know what direction to go. They read this book, they watch this video, they listen to this guru, but there's still no practical, tactical, drilled down system to actually go about setting goals and then actually having those goals be accomplished. And if you've ever wondered why it is so many people set goals and give up on their goals by April or May, it's because they don't have a plan to accomplish the goals. Well, Julie and I have demystified that with the real estate treasure map. So you absolutely positively need to complete it. And this is not a wimpy, just one pager, goofball business plan. This is something that's going to take you some time. It's going to be a real exercise. It's going to be, involve finances. It's going to involve a lot of deep thinking about what it is that you're going to accomplish in the next 12 months. So make sure you complete that and go back and listen to all the podcasts we did on the Real Estate Treasure Map. And obviously, you can find our past podcasts anywhere, really everywhere now. iTunes, Spotify, every place you can possibly imagine, over on Stitcher for those of you who are on Android. So just go ahead and text 2021 to 855-685-1045. Text 2021 to 855-685-1045, and we'll text you back a link to download the treasure map. So, Julie, welcome to today's podcast.
Yes, thank you. Lots of coaching calls, lots of interesting things happening.
And I want to congratulate you. You actually had your first successful Facebook Live premier coaching session today.
Yes, with all my great premier coaching students.
Well, not all of them.
Well, most of them found it.
Only about like 8% showed up.
We're going to capture them.
We'll capture them,
this week, it's catch and release onto the Facebook page.
Yeah, well, so those of you who are in Premier Coaching, make sure you're attending the new, as promised, upgraded Premier Experience with your daily semi-private coaching call with Head Coach Julie. So all you've got to do is when you're in Premier Coaching, assuming you have a Facebook account, which I think most of you do, is that Facebook is going to notify you when that session starts. So attend live. And you can then interact with your other coaching students, and you obviously can ask Julie a direct question. It went really well. The feedback was fantastic for day one. Let's see how day two goes.
I know, right?
And by the way, some of you guys have been asking about our coaching program, and I frankly forgot to – I don't talk about it that much, and I know that's stupid, right? That's what Julie and I do for a living is, we have to sell coaching contracts. So if you want to learn more about our coaching program, just text the word education – Text the word education to 855-685-1045. Text the word education to 855-685-1045. All right, so Julie, we have a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah, so let me clarify a little bit, just because we're throwing around some acronyms and we might have some new listeners that are not totally up
Absolutely.
To speed, right? So just so that we can continue with those letters, okay, the Small Business Administration is the SBA. So SBA equals Small Business Administration. The PPP is Paycheck Protection Program that was rolled out earlier in 2020 and now has been revived, okay? So the Small Business Administration, that's the SBA, has given the popular Paycheck Protection Program, that's the PPP, the green light as of today, Monday, January 11th. First in line for applications and loan processing are community lenders that specialize in focusing on underserved borrowers, including women-led businesses, businesses owned by Black, Latino, Asian, and other minority owners. The SBA said that larger banks and lenders would begin processing the PPP loan applications, quote, shortly. I love it when they have nebulous terms like that. But let's just say soon, hopefully in the next few days here, we'll be updating you so you know what's going on. The decision to prioritize community lenders and historically underserved borrowers was motivated by complaints that first go-around PPP funds were not distributed equitably. New PPP relief funding will be made available to both first-time and returning borrowers. So those of you who already had a PPP, you can do it again. Okay.
Well, so let's level off there.
Yes.
So here's what matters so far. What has Julie said? If you obtained a PPP loan, hopefully you filled out the right form and you've turned that into a grant, you don't have to pay that money back. We talked about that continuously on this podcast. And number two, if you've not yet obtained a PPP loan, you didn't do that back when we advised all of you to back in the spring of last year, well, then you can still obtain a PPP loan now. I suspect, and I have no reason to believe this is not true, that those of you who have obtained a PPP loan before will be, frankly, being offered a PPP loan again first, because the bank is simply going to ask if you'd like another PPP loan and ask you to update whatever paperwork that they need from when you obtained that loan last year. I can only imagine they're going to go with the easy button over trying to take a new application because of the fact, again, it's going to be simpler for them and the government pays them a commission on the loans that they issue. You still need to notify whoever it is that you got your PPP loan through before. And if you didn't receive a PPP loan before, we're going to tell you where to go in to get one in 2 seconds. Mrs. Harris?
Yes. So here are some specifics for you. Businesses must have suffered a 25% sales drop in at least one quarter of 2020 versus 2019. Now, I can pretty much guarantee that all of you, especially second quarter of 2020.
Definitely. All of them did.
I mean, the fact that I mean, you guys know the stats. That the only reason you wouldn't is if maybe you're freshly licensed or something like that.
Yep.
But almost all of you, if you look at second quarter of 2020, you can meet that criteria.
So let me edit something here. It's not in our notes as I was reading forward. You do not have to be an employee of a corporation or an employee of a corporation that you might be the sole shareholder of. You can be self-employed to receive a PPP loan. And this PPP loan is for any kind of business owner. It could even be for a gig worker. It could be for someone that drove a taxi. Or do they even have taxis anymore?
Uber.
Yeah. It could be somebody delivered pizzas. It could be somebody who had a lawn care business. It could be somebody, you guys get the idea.
Well,
anybody
so
and everybody.
So your point is that, yes, for you guys, our listeners, but also for your friends, family, center of influence, people in your database, all of that kind of thing. I mean,
right.
I just in the course of doing the first one, and trying to help out business owners that, you know, I like to buy stuff from, I, in conversation, mentioned it. And then they did it for their small business, especially people in retail and hospitality. You guys all have clients that are like that. And, you know, one of the most common things that we talk about in Premier Coaching, Tim, is a lot of these guys listening are a little weird about talking to their center of influence and their past clients because they're not sure what they should be talking about. Well, there's two rules. Talk about something of value, bring them something of value, and then have a call to action what they're supposed to do about it. This is absolutely something of value. In fact, I think you're doing a terrible job if you don't talk to everybody about this.
Absolutely.
Okay, so 25% sales drop, and here's the important thing, in at least one quarter, they're not talking about the whole year, the one quarter of 2020 versus 2019. First-time PPP borrowers can submit PPP loan applications starting today, Monday, January 11th. First-time borrowers are available to businesses with
up to 500 workers.
I'm sorry, up to 500 workers.
Right.
Well, that's pretty much everybody.
Right.
Second-time returning borrowers can submit PPP loan applications on Wednesday, January 13th. Second-time returning borrowers can have no more than 300 employees. The country's largest banks, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Chase, Cross River Bank, intend to begin taking applications and resume lending as soon as the SBA gives them the green light to do so. We'll be reporting on that when we get that news. The SBA authorized to guarantee PPP loans through March 31st, 2021. That's your deadline. Don't wait.
Well,
March 31st.
There's zero chance that this money will last through March 31st. I know, listeners, please don't wait. You have urgency fiercely, fastly.
Because it's only that much this time.
Right. And urgency is what's going to really matter here. And they're going to give this money away. I remember the first time they did it, the program was open for like 90 days and it was gone in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I might be exaggerating my memory here.
No, I think it was like 10 days and it was gone.
It was gone.
Yeah.
Right. And now, granted, it may have basically been misallocated going to big lenders and whoever shouldn't have received it however it was supposed to be distributed wasn't really the intent. But bottom line is it's going to go fast, guaranteed.
Yes. Okay. So the revived PPP was awarded $284 billion in new funding to restore the relief effort. Let's see. They have said we don't anticipate the money to run out. There should be enough money for all qualified borrowers' needs. But remember, we are giving you the caution to get ahead of this just in case.
Why wouldn't it run out this time if it ran out the first time? Doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Now, what are you going to use your PPP loan for? You guys want to write this down. Payroll costs, that includes to you, even if you're the only one you're paying. Fully 60% of PPP loan can be applied to payroll costs to keep workers paid and employed. Costs related to continuation of your health care. Mortgage interest payments, not prepayments on principal payments, but mortgage interest payments. Rent payments, utility payments, interest on debt obligations that incurred prior to February 15th, 2020. Refinancing your SBA loan between January 31st.
Refinancing your SBL.
I think they spelled that wrong.
Emergency, what was it, the EIBL?
It should be the EIDL.
EIDL. Actually, that was a typo on our side.
Yeah. Covered operations and expenditures like software, cloud service that facilitates business, delivery, payment processing, supply tracking, covered property damage caused to vandalism or looting, covered supplier loss in essential and business operations, and then worker protection expenditures like personal product equipment, ventilation and filtration system, all of that
kind of stuff.
So I don't think that applies to most of them. There were a few brokers, though, that were vandalized. They can use the PPP money to put themselves back together.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, I was on a coaching call with one, and where is he? On Rodeo Drive, Realty, believe it or not.
Yes.
And while he was there, somebody threw a cinder block through the window.
Well, that would be covered in the PPP.
So now I can get the window replaced.
For those of you who are skeptical that that stuff happened, yes, it has happened, unfortunately.
Okay, so here's your homework. Number one, assuming you are banking with a bank, which hopefully is true for all of you, call up your bank if you've not yet received an SBA PPP loan. And actually, you can get a list of the banks that are well, it's basically every major bank. Now, when you start working into some of the savings and loans and smaller community banks, then you're going to start probably having some issues. So last go around, what happened was is if you did not have a major banking relationship, you were at a huge disadvantage to getting one of these loans because they gave the loans, they essentially originated the loans for borrowers who are existing bank customers first, and those of you who are existing bank customers may have gotten screwed. So your move now is going to be, if you do not have a major banking relationship, go open one. It should not be that big of a deal to get that done. So there's that. Now, the other thing is, and this came, PayPal, of all places, became one of the preferred places to go about getting a PPP loan. And their process is actually shorter, and their bureaucracy was actually a little bit leaner, and you could apply for the whole thing online. Now, if PayPal is processing PPP loans again, go to their website. I haven't actually checked because this information just came out. But go to their website and then apply there, and absolutely apply. Now, one of the nice little things that Julie and I learned last time when helping you guys out with all this is you can apply with multiple lenders. To explain how that works.
Yes. Okay. So again, to cover your bases and because you don't know who's going to process the fastest.
Explain that.
Okay. So if you have already gotten a PPP, if you've done that, I would go back to that same lender.
Me too.
They're
definitely
have your stuff on file.
Yep.
Right. And I would also check your email because they may already be prospecting you coming from them where
right.
they send a link that you just respond to. That's gone on too.
They want to give you the loan because
right.
they get commission.
But it might be in your spam. So go search and see because that could already have hit you. Okay. If you are new to this and you've never done a PPP, I would recommend that you, once PayPal starts doing it again, I would do PayPal Plus, maybe bank at Wells Fargo, and
yep.
you would dual apply. you are, don't worry about getting two loans, okay? Because
you can't.
Whoever beats you to the chase, whoever does it first,
well, that's
assigns a file number, and then that kicks it out of the other system, so it can't be approved.
Whichever lender grabs the file first, basically out of the SBA system,
and approves it,
then that's their loan.
Yes.
So by applying it to different lenders, you're covering your bases, and that's the reason, Julie, and I would suggest, assuming you have a major banking relationship, even if it's just like a little checking or savings account, you're good. And then also with PayPal, because then you're going to have your bases covered.
Yeah, none of these do you have to put a large amount of money on deposit
Nope.
or anything like that. So some of you guys freaked out last time because your bank said you have to have a commercial account. Well, you could put $50 in that and
Yep.
get a checkbook.
You actually, know, that what you just said doesn't make sense because you didn't have to have a commercial account. Because,
some of the lenders did.
Because, well, then don't use that lender because
Right.
they don't need to be, they could be independent contractors
I know.
And not have corporations and get Yes. these PPP loans.
Well, so you're wandering into another thing they need to be aware of. Unlike you guys who have, say, for example, us on the podcast about real estate explaining how things work and how, you know, ideally things should be executed, a lot of the servicers, they didn't really have coaching on how to deliver this.
Mm-mm.
So occasionally you'll have somebody who answers the phone. We hopefully there's been enough education that this won't happen again. The first time around, you'd have like, you know, a receptionist that says, oh, you're self-employed, you don't qualify for that.
Right.
Because they heard that from somebody.
So
okay?
So here are the gotchas, though. If you did not file your 2019 tax return, I think that's a gotcha. Because last go around, if you didn't file your 2018 tax return,
Yeah.
you weren't going to, basically, you had to essentially, did you, I mean.
I don't think it said whether it's 18 or 19. There was no detail on this particular report.
So maybe they're even less restrictive as far as that goes.
It could be. I wouldn't be surprised if you were asked for it, though. That, you know, remember that lenders have their own overlays sometimes.
Would it be 19? Would it be 20? Yeah, you probably, for this
girl,
I'm guessing it would be 19. Yeah, otherwise you're a year behind.
Yeah.
Right, which is normal for real estate agents.
This is true. So, but get to work on this because it's only open until March 31st.
Right, and so now let's talk specifically about how you get this loan forgiven. Just
Yes.
to be very clear,
Mm-hmm.
there's, and we've helped many of our coaching students with this. We help brokerages basically get this done for this, you know, because a lot of them were fearful they wouldn't stay in business. So the last go around, we helped a lot of them actually became their, you know, shadow loan officer helping get this done. So how the forgiveness works is it's basically just, what is it, one page, Julie?
It's really a bunch of check boxes and one page of a little bit of documentation and swearing that you used it a certain way.
Yep.
And most of that showing that you used it to pay yourself, because after all, it is the Paycheck Protection Program.
That's
that
actually a good point though. We need
Yeah.
to talk about that. So if you're your only employee, which most cases is what exactly you guys are, and you, remember, you again, you're self-employed. You got your real estate license or you're, you know, you're an entrepreneur of somehow, some business. You're it. You're it. And this PPP program is supposed to save your paycheck, right? And so what they do is they take your average monthly pay that you paid yourself. Tim, I didn't pay myself consistently last year. Or I pay myself every quarter and I pay, okay, whatever. Take the number and divide it by 12. And if you're not knowing what that is, let's say last year in your real estate business, I don't know, you earned $100,000 and you had a $60,000 net. That means you basically earned or would have earned hypothetically $5,000 per month, which means that your Paycheck Protection Program loan, which will turn into a grant, and a grant is something you don't have to pay back, will be realistically 2.5 times $5,000. Did I explain that
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So that means that you guys could all basically apply for these SBA loans. And, you know, there's no, there's not, at least it's like last time, there was no underwriting. There's no real checking or verifying. It's you're filling out a form. You know, we're not even remotely suggesting you be deceitful or lie or
No.
don't do anything that's even in the gray area. Don't use made up numbers. You know, do this right. And then they wire the money to your checking account.
Yes. Okay. So some of you also freaked out when you were doing the application. It asked for your social security number. The only reason they're doing that, you're, it's not going to mess with your credit. It's not going to do any of that. They are simply doing an identity check so that when you then put in your account number, which is the other thing you guys tend to freak out about, understandably, they're doing that so they can wire you the money. And so they're verifying your identity. So
Right.
don't come unglued when you see that. That's a good thing. I know it seems a little intimidating, but that's all they're doing is they're matching your name, your account, and your social security number.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think from an agent's perspective or anybody's perspective why they wouldn't want to do this. Can you think of a single reason?
No, well, you know, a lot of people asked him what they did because you do have to fill out the form to change it to a grant. They put the money in a separate account. And then when they had to pay themselves, they paid it from that account to keep the money separate.
Clean, yeah.
And let's say that they wanted to use it on one of the items listed there, you know, some capital expenditure on equipment or whatever, they would pay it from that account. So it was very easy to document what they actually used it on.
But technically, they didn't even have to be that precise. They could have just
so
dumped
far,
it
into an
operations
account. So far, it hasn't
really been
a big deal. They're just being careful so that they can prove what they wanted, what they used it for. But it's not, it's, I mean, in comparison to what you guys are used to for like mortgage lending, it's like an hour tops for the application and then wait a couple of days for them to process it. It is absolutely no big deal.
How would it possibly take an hour?
Because they have to fish out their taxes and upload them and stuff like that.
Got it. So wasn't there a dollar amount that if you borrow for your PPP loan or the government just basically said they're never going to check?
I haven't read anything lately on that, but the last time I checked, it was $25,000 or less.
Right. So if your SBA PPP loan is for $25,000 or less, you fill out the forms, you get the loan, you get the money, you then fill out the form saying you use the money for what you're supposed to be used the money for, and that's the end of it.
That should be the end of it.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So I'm going to ask you this question again, my love.
Yes.
It would be there. Can you think of a single reason why anyone wouldn't want to do this? No.
Well, I mean, they would say, well, I feel a little bit weird about it or whatever because I'm doing fine. But, you know, we still have a large amount of uncertainty.
In last quarter and second quarter of last year, chances are you did have a haircut in your income. Now, probably made it up in third or fourth quarter. But to apply for this grant, you only have to basically have shown that you had a decrease in income by 25% for one quarter. Guarantee you all of you did.
Yep.
So that's all it's going to take. So you guys should all do this. We gave the exact information and instructions how to take to take action on this. Please don't delay. Despite what they said in their press release, I would give it a 0.0000 chance they're not going to burn through this money really fast.
Yeah, because you guys aren't the only ones hearing about this. There's going to be a lot of press about it. And, you know, it's going to be a race to see who gets it first. So, yes, don't delay. Take action. We're here to help you guys, to educate you on the things that are going to help you this year. And that's been our news brief.
Oh, can I give them a self-serving idea what they can spend the money on?
Okay.
Coaching.
There's that.
That's
a business expense.
Right. So text education to 20. I'm sorry. Listen to me. Text education to 855-685-1045 and join our coaching program. A lot of you guys are looking for a direction in your business this year. You're done chasing the shiny objects and looking for the next big thing. You want to actually drill down and have a real business you can really be proud of for a real long time. Well, that's how you do it. You actually have to take direction from people who've been there, done that, and we've been there, done that better than I think anyone else in the coaching industry at this point. I'm not sure if that's something I'm bragging about or asking all of you to feel sorry for me about. It's one of the two at this point. But yeah, maybe you spend it on coaching, or maybe, you know, at the very least, consider purchasing our book, Harris Rules, on Amazon. Guys, take absolute control of this year, because this is going to be the run. This is probably going to be the best run in real estate that of any of our careers. There's a whole bunch of, you know, things that had to happen for the sort of economic, you know, dominoes to be lining up like they are right now. But the moral of the story is, for all the reasons we talk about in our podcast normally, this is going to be an incredible year, followed by what we feel with a high level of confidence is going to be really great for at least the next 3 to 5 years. Make the most of this. Don't procrastinate. See this maybe as your opportunity to make up for maybe some of the sins of your past financially, and you can really get back into, you know, the mode of actually thinking, you know, dreaming big, thinking big, planning for a bigger, fuller life. Go back to kind of dust off some of those goals that you had set for yourself when you were a kid and really reconnect with why you're in business, which is, of course, to be of service to other people. And obviously make money, make a lot of profit so you can then have the life of your dreams and spoil those that you love. Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
So in the interim, make sure you're taking action on the PPP loan. If you'd like to download your free real estate treasure map, just go ahead and text 2021 to 855-685-1045. Anything else you'd like to say to these guys, Julie?
Nope, get to work.
And remind them to attend PC Live tomorrow?
Yes, Premier Coaching Clients. I will be seeing you live on the private Facebook page. No excuses.
Have a great day, guys.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.